Something from Tiffany's, written by Melissa Hill and read by Fiona Hardingham.
The significance of what he was about to do wasn't lost on Ethan Green. It was a big moment in his life, would be in any man's, he guessed. But as he battled through the Manhattan crowds on possibly the busiest shopping day of the year, he now wished he'd chosen a better time. Christmas Eve on Fifth Avenue. He must be mad. Taking a deep breath of the cold air, which was refreshing and not as damp as it usually was in London, he couldn't help but think how little had changed since the last time he was in this city, and at the same time, how much had. Arriving in New York only 2 days before, he'd surprised himself by how well he remembered the landmarks and how easily he found his way around. The jostle of the subway ride from midtown to downtown and back again, the scent of well-worn vinyl taxi seats, and the endless hum of a billion voices, human or inanimate, buoyed him. The unmistakable buzz of the place put a new spring in his step, something he hadn't felt in years. But now Ethan was in a hurry and acutely aware that the minutes were ticking by and the crowd seemed to be growing thicker. There wasn't much time left. Alongside him, Daisy squeezed his hand briefly, as if sensing what he was thinking, yet she really had no idea what he'd planned. All he'd said was that he needed to make one more stop before they returned to the warmth of their hotel. Mindful of how much he hated crowds, and shopping for that matter, she was probably just trying to put him at ease. How would she react? Okay, so the idea had been in the cards for a while and had been mentioned more than once recently, so by rights, today shouldn't really be too much of a surprise. While she seemed keen, Ethan realised now that he really should have spoken to her about it in more detail. It was unlike him not to discuss such matters, but the truth was, he was nervous. What if her reaction wasn't as positive as he'd anticipated? An anxious lump appeared in his throat. Well, he'd find out soon enough, especially when they reached their destination. She looked especially pretty today, he thought, wrapped up in a multitude of layers to keep out the teeth-chattering cold, her blonde curls creeping out under a dark woolen hat and wearing a black embroidered cape. Despite the cold, she was loving New York, just as he'd known she would. And everyone knew there was no better time than Christmas to visit the city. Yes, this was a good idea, Ethan reassured himself. Everything would work out fine. Finally, having negotiated through the multitude of last-minute shoppers, they reached the corner of Fifth Avenue and 57th Street. He looked at Daisy and her eyes widened in surprise as he took her hand and steered them both toward the entrance.
"What's going on?"
she squealed, gazing at the familiar nameplate beside the doorway, its typically clean line wording on polished granite, today surrounded by verdant pine branches, especially for the Christmas season.
"What do we need here?"
"I told you, I need to pick something up."